The Sault Ste. Marie Police Service recognized a number of citizens, organizations, and schools for their significant contributions to public safety. Chief Stevenson, Deputy Chief McLachlan, and Mr. Dave Urso from the Kinsmen Club presented the awards last night. Commendations were awarded to the following citizens for their contributions to the well-being and safety of our community, CST. Steve Pelch, Thessalon OPP Detachment, and David Ramsey in 2019, off-duty officer Stephen Pelch was at the Shell gas station on Great Northern Road when he noticed a running vehicle had its back tailgate open and a hose was attached to the tailpipe, running inside the vehicle. He removed the hose from the exhaust pipe and saw a man and woman in the vehicle. The man told him they wanted to die, and the woman appeared unresponsive. CST. Pelch was able to remove the woman from the vehicle and began administering CPR as she was unconscious. Mr. Ramsey was in the area, saw what was happening and quickly called 911 and helped CST. Pelch in restraining the man until first responders could arrive. Nathan Lambert in 2019, 13-year-old Nathan Lambert was babysitting his younger brother and sister for the first time. His parents went to the store for a short time to give Nathan some additional responsibility. While watching his younger siblings, Nathan had called 911 and told dispatch he had heard a large bang followed by smaller ones. Nathan went upstairs into his parents' room with his siblings. Once officers arrived at the residence, it was confirmed someone had broken into the basement door and was inside the house but fled prior to police arrival. The suspect had left behind a replica handgun. Isan Almamani in 2020, Sioux police attended the YMCA to speak with a young person complaining of being abused by their father. The young person did not speak English and speaks Arabic. Ihan Almamani's name came forward as a person that could assist in translating. On her own time, Isan attended the station and spoke to this young person and their family in great length. A safe place was found for this young person, and Isan provided the family with information to help them better understand the situation. Crystal Brown, the daughter of Sioux Constable Fred Brown, Crystal has volunteered her time in support of charitable organizations. One of her biggest contributions is with Project Blue Light, a service to honor fallen officers who have died in the line of duty and support current officers protecting their communities. Paramedics Scott Benford and Deandra Franzisi in 2021, paramedics Scott Benford and Deandra Franzisi were dispatched to the Fort Creek Conservation Area where they discovered a young woman sitting atop a bridge contemplating suicide. Their compassion and expertise calmed her, but not enough to get her to come off the bridge. Sioux police officers arrived on the scene and pulled her off the bridge. Shelby Speck began using illicit drugs when she was 14. Her drug use escalated and continued for 5 more years. She entered rehab and began the journey toward sobriety. Her journey continues, and through dedication and hard work, Shelby has been sober for 6 years. Sam Pettingola in 2020, Sam Pettingola and his wife were shopping in the station mall when 3 masked suspects, armed with an axe and a sledgehammer, smashed a glass case at a jewelry store. Mr. Pettingola jumped into action, tackling one of the suspects who was armed with a sledgehammer and restrained him until police could arrive. Quality Cleaners owner Art Tambari provided storage space for Operation All Dressed Up, a program aimed at offering affordable formal wear for girls' graduation and prom. Seamstresses Brenda Bishop, Marilyn Davis, Laura D. Labia, Catherine Fraya, Margaret Marinich, Betty Withers, Vicky Young and the late Bernice Young altered the gowns. Police service plaques were awarded to the following community members, Mike and Sue Flamia at Little Caesars Pizza, for their compassion and generosity by providing pizzas to community centers in need of food. LCBO managers Serge Silvestre, Dean Wade and Shelley Bailey, for the effort and cooperation by all 3 locations to improve efficiency and assistance for calls for service. Hope Alliance's Taylor Piazza, for her continued and tireless effort in supporting the victims and survivors of human trafficking and sexual exploitation. Sault Ste. Marie Helping Hands founder Wendy Gutcher, for her commitment in collecting, organizing, and distributing donated household items, clothing and other gently used items to those in need in our community. 4 local schools who have a long history of being accident-free also received a plaque. Queen Elizabeth Public School, 10 years of safety, R.M. Moore Public School, 15 years, École Notre-Dame du Sioux, 25 years, and Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic School, 30 years.